it's always interesting when you begin to talk about the Holy Spirit. You get typically one of a couple of responses. You get those people going, yes, and then you have other people going, whoa. And there were two questions that came up that I just want to real quickly address, and then I'm going to leave. I'm going to get out of here for a couple of weeks and just let you simmer and think about it, stew over it. First of all, let me just remind you that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And that we're not being asked to get to know anybody other than Jesus.
That's right.
You already know the Holy Spirit. If you are walking in Jesus, this is not a new personality that we are now being introduced to all of a sudden. This is the same Jesus that you have known and loved if you've walked with Him. So, you know, people need to realize, oh, we're not talking about some, you know, we're not trying to introduce Baal to the Bridge Fellowship. It's the Spirit of God. The two questions that came up, one was, someone said, I thought that we had done all that was required, and now you're saying there's more required. And I hope you didn't hear that, because I did not say there's more required in the Christian life. What there is more available. And there is always more available. You see, as we said last week, God has given all of His Spirit to those who believe, to those who have accepted Jesus Christ. He already has given His entire Spirit. But we can receive more. I can open up more rooms in the home of my life. I can open up more of my heart to receive more. Because God is so great, there is always more of Him to receive. And so when we talk about the Spirit of the Lord, we're not, and there's no strong arming, there's no pressure, you don't have to do anything. God's not going to force you to take more of His grace. He's not going to force you to take more of the gifts that He has to offer. He's not going to force you to walk with more of the fruit of His Spirit, but it's there. And if anyone, no matter where we are in our Christian life, if there's anyone who says, the nine things on the list of the fruit of the Spirit, got them down. I'd really like to walk with you because you are impressive. I find that every time one of those fruits really is manifested in my life, and you know, if I have the fruit of love, I mean, I'm just loving everyone, what tends to happen is there's somewhere else down the line of the list of the fruit of the Spirit that I'm not doing so well. And I need more. I need more patience. I need more peace. I need more kindness. I need more self-control. And so at any given time, I don't care how spiritual you may be, or you may think you are, there's always more of the Lord that we need until Jesus comes. We are not done, gang. So there's always more available. Not required. It's grace that saves us, but more available. The second thing is, we were asked the question, is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is this an event or is this a process? And I want you to hear me very carefully when I say the answer is yes. Don't ask me to box God in a barn.
That's right.
Because for some people, it is an event. It is a moment. It is an experience. The Spirit is poured out and boom, and you know instantaneously. For other people, over time, God pours the Spirit out. And what's amazing is if you read through the book of Acts, you see almost every time someone is saved, it's a different example.
That's right.
It's really hard to nail down, oh, well, this is exactly how we do it. That's what we want to do. We want to say, here's the list of rules. I want the five steps to salvation. I want the four spiritual laws. I want the three tips, you know, that get me into heaven. And God's like, no, just believe me. And then let's walk together. And if this guy over there has a power experience with the Holy Spirit, marvelous. And if this guy over here says, well, you know, I just kind of grew and grew and grew in the Lord and received more and more of His Spirit over time, wonderful. I'm not here to tell you how God's going to give you His Spirit. It's His Spirit. And He will give, Paul says, just as He wills. Not as Pastor Rick wills. Not as Pastor Les wills. Not as Mary Lee wills. He gives as... I don't know why I picked on you, Mary Lee. You're just sitting there smiling. So it's His timing, His Spirit, His way. And all I'm asking, when I talk about this, when I brought it up last week, all I'm asking is that we as a fellowship say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. As your pastor... And as a fellow believer who's struggling along this walk, I'm just saying, let's be open to the Lord. Let's just say, Lord Jesus, whatever You want, that's what we want. Mm-hmm. Whatever that looks like, we're here to receive that.